Wait, we're going to do one more story tonight. Mr. Jeremy Connie.
Stories are of the past, right? We experience them, we take them in, we talk about them. Stories are in the past. I've talked about, in previous pieces, about how your life can be treated like a story. You can get a lot of enjoyment from realizing that you're in the middle of an arc and in the middle of a story. And I'm here to tell you, and I want to talk about tonight, a story that I'm building with you guys right now. You're in the middle of a story. A story that I'm purposefully involving myself with you guys because I love you guys so much. Previous pieces, I've talked about life as a story and getting things that you want. These are all been on purpose because I feel there is great value in me saying things and then you hearing them. You being people, but more importantly, people that I care about. I feel like there's value to myself and value to others in that. A couple of months ago, I said that I wanted to do travel photography more. I wanted that. And a couple of people here know that I just came back from a trip to California to do travel photography. And this was a big thing for me. I had never traveled alone before. I'd never done a travel photography trip, and it was wonderful. I'd like to tell you a little bit about it. It is a journey in itself, and this story that I'm doing with you guys is a journey in itself as well. I got to climb the cliffs of Big Sur, which is a park in middle California on the edge of the Pacific Ocean. I had waves of the Pacific Ocean crash into me while I was trying to take sweet shots. Super sweet shots. I climbed down off the side of a roadway to try and find a secret beach that I'd seen from the roadway, but in the middle between me and it was a bramble of bushes and trees that I fought through to get to sweet shots. It was awesome. I also, hearing from a local friend, got to go to a hot springs that had a special deal that if you go at 1 a.m. at the Insane Institute, you get in for $20, what usually takes 200 and some, to legitimately sit in the hot springs of California. And I sat naked with a bunch of nice people. And and no photographs were taken at that point. But it was... But it was a lot of little adventures that I made up a great journey for me. And it started with me telling you fine people that I was going to do it, and then I did it. And that is not the end. That is actually, we are in the middle right now. We are in the rising arc. Because, I've tried not to say this to too many people because I wanted to save the announcement for tonight. I didn't announce it on Facebook, which is stupid that is a thing that I should and try to do nowadays. But I didn't do any social media, didn't tell anybody as much as I could. But I have booked a trip to Scotland. Yeah. I'm going for 2 weeks, two solid weeks, like 14 days. And I know, do the math, right? And this is part in part, and I think largely in part, to the community and the act that we have right here of me saying what I want to people that I love. Scotland's happening, and it's going to be great. There's going to be sweet shots. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Tonight was super awesome, you guys, and I think there's a lot of truth to what Maura said, and it's something Neil Gaiman said in The Sandman, worded really well too, the price of getting what you want is getting what you wanted. I think that's true. I also think something that a lot of other people have touched on is, if you want something, just fucking go get it. Like, why not, right? Right, Jeremy? Like, why not just do it? So I hope that's what you all take away from this. I hope what Dwight takes away from this is that it's time to sing some songs now.